And now, Jeffrey Lynn, another of your stars on parade. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a romantic drama titled Happily Ever After, starring as Tommy, Jeffrey Lynn.
Mary Ames came back to New York. She came back a year after she'd given up waiting for a career, after she'd given me up. She came back and walked into my apartment in the village and walked into my heart again. But I'm sending her back to someone named Daniel, who runs a drugstore in her hometown, can give her all the things she should have, all those prosaic things pronounced security. And this afternoon, I'll go to rehearsal again and pretend that Lily Walters is Mary Ames, and we're rehearsing for the big break we always wanted. The big break which never happened to the boy and girl in this particular story. We're sitting in the station now. Mary's train leaves in just a little while. We're sitting in the station, and neither of us really knows what to say. I guess by now it's all been said.
Have you my hat box, too, the little one?
Yeah, I have everything. Hat box, suitcase, two women's home magazines, and a ticket. One way to Haverly Falls.
You'd like Haverly Falls.
Maybe I'll come visit sometime.
I'd like that.
Yes, you would. You'd hate it.
I hope the show's a success. I know you will be.
I intend to be.
You're making it very difficult to talk.
Goodbyes always make me edgy. I hope you'll have a nice trip.
Tommy.
Try not to ride with your back to the engine. It's uncomfortable.
Tommy, let's say it all now in a rush. Get all the words out for good and leave them on the floor of Grand Central Station for people to walk on. Say them now, please.
All right. I love you. I loved you before I met you. No matter who I love, I'll always love you.
I love you. I won't ever forget you because I won't even try.
I have a P.S. to add. Want to hear it?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
I never hated anyone in my life as I hate you at this moment. You're a coward and a quitter, and you haven't the nerve to fight for what you want. I hope you have a miserable life, Mary.
Thanks. May I have my things now?
Sure. Here. Remember the first time I kissed you?
In the hat box.
This will be the last time I kiss you.
Tommy, no.
You mean that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. I won't. Goodbye.
Tommy. Tommy.
What is it?
Please kiss me goodbye. Tommy. Oh, Tommy, don't hate me.
You've got a train to catch. So long. I watched her disappear into the crowd, and I turned and left the station. I went home, but I couldn't even unlock the front door. I was afraid of the ghosts. All the ghosts sitting in those rooms. Mary's laughter. Mary in winter popping corn in front of the fire. Mary reading lines with me. Mary dancing. So warm in my arms. I walked around the corner and had a cup of coffee at Tony's. I didn't care about the rehearsal. I didn't care what time it was. I didn't care about anything in the world. I just sat there and stared into my coffee cup until Jim came in and found me.
Hey, Tommy, what gives? I've been all over town looking for you. Walters is blowing your top. You're 2 hours late for the rehearsal now.
Let me alone, will you, Jim?
Hey, look, Tommy, it's Lily Walters you're holding up. Get that through your big fat head, Lily. She'll be the biggest name in the country after a show opens.
Jim, I kissed Mary goodbye at Grand Central. Do you know why I kissed her goodbye? Because she asked me to.
Mary? I thought that was all finished. Oh, why doesn't she let you alone?
She's going to marry Daniel. Good old reliable Daniel. Daniel of Haverly Falls.
Oh, you chump.
You talk too much, Jim.
Well, look, maybe I don't talk enough. Maybe there isn't enough talk to make you know she's not for you. She's not the type. All take and no give.
Hey, what's going on?
It's nothing, nothing. I'm okay.
I didn't mean that, Jim. I'm sorry.
I'll forget it.
Jim.
Look, I made my point. You're ready to go to rehearsal, aren't you? Skip it, then. It was worth it.
Sorry, I'm so late, Lily. I was held up.
You're usually on time, Tommy.
I couldn't help it.
Something serious?
Someone died.
Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry. Someone very close?
Yeah, me.
Okay. Let's quiet down now. Places, everybody. We'll take it from the top. You come in stage left, Tommy. Anytime you're ready, Miss Walters.
I love standing here above the city.
You sure you won't be cold?
On a night such as this?
It is beautiful, isn't it?
All those stars and the trees. Smell how green the trees are.
I hope the show's a success. I know you will be.
Tommy, it's your line.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Your line is, do you do that too?
Thanks, but I know the line.
Well, then say it. Stop holding things up.
Do you know that too?
You mean smell colors?
I thought I was the one and only person in the world who smelled colors.
Oh, I've been doing it for years. My nurse used to color all my medicines red because I thought red smelled so crisp and exciting, like roast beef just out of the oven.
You're making it very difficult to talk.
Yellow smells old.
Yellow smells like early autumn and sunshine on the beach.
Let's say it all now in a rush. Let's get it over with.
It's your line again, Tommy.
And blue?
All nice and sentimental. Lace-trimmed valentines, maybe, or the little card with your first corsage.
I love you, Tommy.
No.
I love you. I won't ever forget you because I won't even try.
Stop. Don't say that.
Tommy, will you please give me my cue distinctly? I can't understand a word you're saying.
Your line is, we have a lot in common, don't we?
Tommy, don't hate me.
Mary, leave me alone. Please, leave me alone.
Listen, either you concentrate on this rehearsal or I'll call someone else in for your part.
All right, call someone in. I hate the lousy part. I hate the play. I hate being here on this fake balcony with an even more fake actress like you.
Get out of this theater. Get out!
It's a pleasure. A very distinct pleasure, Miss Lily Walters.
It'll be a long time before I get another job like the one I walked out on. Think what a dope you were, I thought. So I thought. And the only thing on my mind was, I wonder how much closer she is to Haverly Falls. I wonder if she's riding with her back to the engine, watching the trees fall away. I wonder what she looks like, and if she'll ever think of me. Then I turned the key in the lock of my apartment and opened the door.
Hello, Tommy.
Mary.
I've been making some coffee. For the ghosts. Want some?
How did you get here?
I missed my train. I went to send you a wire, and I missed my train.
I missed mine, too. They threw me out.
I know. Jim called a little while ago. Oh, Tommy. Tommy, please kiss me.
What are you trying to do to me, Mary? You walked out on me a year ago. You did it again this afternoon. Haven't you turned me inside out enough?
You didn't talk like that a few hours ago. A few hours ago, you said...
Temporary insanity, I guess.
I see.
Yesterday, I had a job. The first decent break yet. Then you come back and get me so cockeyed, I toss the whole thing in the ash can.
I'm glad you did.
Sure you are. A pair of great little idealists, the two of us. But alone, we're much more practical and far better off.
But I'm willing to gamble this time.
You mean if you've got a written guarantee that we'll make the grade? No, Mary, you weren't meant for this. Otherwise, you'd never have left in the beginning. If you stay tomorrow or next week or next month, you'll be wondering if Daniel really meant it when he said he'd start building your dream house during the summer.
He did say that, didn't he?
Yes, I suppose he did.
And he said a lot of other things. And he means them all. And you want them so desperately. All the things he promised.
Oh, Tommy.
Go back where you belong, Mary. My girl died a year ago when she left New York. When I took you to the station this afternoon, that marked the end of the mourning period. So glad you could come. She was a nice kid. I'm glad we gave her a proper send-off.
So am I. Do something for me, won't you?
Sure. What?
Put a notice to that effect in the obituary column of Variety. Tell them that Mary Ames died of slow poison in a city that never even wanted her in the first place. And I'll put a notice in the Haverly Falls Gazette. It'll say that Mary Ames is going to marry Daniel and his drugstore and be very, very happy. And that she's going to make him an awfully good wife. At least she's going to do her best. Goodbye, Tommy.
Short and sweet. And she's on her way home now. This time she won't come back. So maybe that's what she really wanted to do all along. And she'll live happily ever after. And me? What difference does it make? I'll be around. I'll get over her. Maybe in 100 years or so, I'll get over her.
Jim? Tommy? Okay, calm down, will you? Okay, so I'm a jerk. Listen, is Lily still at the theater? I want to apologize. Not that the job means anything. I can get others, I guess, but I really behave like a heel. I'll be over. Thanks. Say, Jim, does the lady like gardenias?
Jeffrey Lynn for a wonderful performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lynn will be back in just a moment for a final word. But first, here's a special message for you young women. Next time you see a WAF, woman in the Air Force, take a good look. You're looking at the smartest woman of the year in Air Force Blue. It isn't just the uniform. She's demonstrating her smartness in another way, even more important. She's found a career that means something. She's serving in the world's greatest Air Force, and she's proud of it. She's working on equal terms with the men of your United States Air Force and loving it. She has good pay, comfortable quarters, opportunities for travel, and the deep sense of personal accomplishment that goes with doing a needed job well. She's working in interesting fields, as a technician, in medical and dental fields, in air traffic, photography, or one of many others. She's learning new skills and liking it a lot. In short, she's the smartest woman of the year. And if she has the qualifications and a college background, she can go to Officer Candidate School. If you're qualified, you can join her in that smart uniform. All you have to do is stop in at your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station. This transcribed program was presented by the United States Army and the United States Air Force Recruiting Service in cooperation with this radio station. Happily Ever After starred Jeffrey Lynn and was written by Draper Lewis. Those in our cast were Helen Christian, Henrietta Moore, Ross Martin, Robert Dale Martin, and Jack Kibbe. The music was composed and conducted by John Guarneri. The program was directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking.
And this is Jeffrey Lynn reminding you to tune in this same station next week for another of your Stars on Parade.